I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Last week's suicide bombing that killed several kids in Afghanistan brings the trauma Middle Eastern children are facing to the forefront. Terry Ascott says Sat-7's programming is a light in the darkness.
In Sat-7, people are finding programming for children, messages about forgiveness and love and turning the other cheek, about the words of the gospel.
Sat-7's around-the-clock children's channel launches in December to reach millions of homes in the Arab world. Next, the National Bible Week has been celebrated the week of Thanksgiving every year since 1941 in the U.S. Steve Johnson is with the International Bible Society Send the Light. He says they hope to re-inject God's Word in the middle of the culture, but that's not where the work ends.
If we would commit to study and understanding the Word of God, to applying what it says to our lives, and to reaching out to our neighbors next door with its transformational power, we would see significant change and significant results. And I think the banner cry for IBS STL right now is to call believers in this country to be Ezra's in their community.
And Purpose Driven Ministries has invited the top presidential candidates to be part of the Global Summit on AIDS in the Church. The summit's slated for November 27th through December 1st. Ending the HIV/AIDS pandemic needs the cooperation of the next U.S. president and ministry leaders. The candidates will learn more information about the Peace Plan, a worldwide effort to mobilize 1 billion church members to respond to the crisis. Senator Hillary Clinton is the first to formally accept. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.